It's been a tense week for some people who have AIDS and HIV in Alabama. First, the state sent letters to more than 200 low-income HIV and AIDS patients saying that they could be losing their state-funded medication. Then, yesterday, the crisis was averted when the legislature found money to continue the state's AIDS drug assistance program. But Alabama still faces a larger problem. More than 500 people are on a waiting list to receive drugs. For now, the state has no money to add these people to the program. Many of them get medications directly from drug makers through what's called a compassionate use program. Dr. Donald Williamson is the Alabama State Health Officer.
I'll tell you, signing those 200 letters were among the most difficult things I've ever done in public health, because it's the first time that I've had to face the situation knowing that some of those 200 people are so dependent on that medication that if they didn't get the medication, they likely would become ill in a short period of time, and some might even die in a short period of time. So it was a very, very sobering situation we found ourselves in.
Now, Doctor, tell us a little bit about the AIDS Drug Assistance Program. Who's eligible and how many people do you serve?
Well, the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, all states have them. They are funded largely with federal money, but increasingly with some additional state dollars. Individuals who are eligible are individuals who don't have any other insurance. They're not on Medicaid. They're very low-income populations, usually at or below the poverty level. We currently serve 1,100 and, I think today, 50 individuals. There are only a little over 8,500 individuals in Alabama living with HIV and AIDS. So we're providing medication to somewhere around one-eighth of the population who are HIV infected.
And what kind of movement do you see on and off this list on, let's say, a monthly basis?
Very little. That's both a positive and a negative. It's a great positive because it says a great deal about the success of highly effective antiretroviral therapy. On the other side, it also means that when you have fixed funding, you're not able to put new people on the program, and that simply is a dynamic that doesn't work.
And that's why, in part, you have that large waiting list. Why did the state have to cap enrollment?
Well, we capped enrollment simply because there've never been sufficient state dollars to deal with the waiting list. Now, the good news is while we do have over 550 people on the waiting list today, all of those patients are getting medication through the pharmaceutical compassionate use programs. Obviously, we worry that at some point, because our waiting list is so long, that the pharmaceutical manufacturers may have some disinclination to continue that assistance. We were very greatly concerned that if we suddenly had to disenroll 200 people, whether or not those individuals would be able to get on the compassionate use program.
Well, we've been talking about dollars and cents, but this is also very much a life and death matter, and this program, the state-run program, provides and guarantees life-extending drugs to some and denies that guarantee to others. It's almost like the state is in a position of playing God and determining the fate of AIDS and HIV patients. It really puts your office in a tough spot.
Well, Alabama has the longest waiting list in the country. Many states have waiting lists, and I think all states are put in to a certain degree this same conundrum of trying to cover as many people as you can with state and federal dollars, while then on the other side working with your partners in the community organizations so that they can get people on compassionate use programs so that nobody falls through the crack. So it is not the best system, but it's a system with which we're stuck right now.
Dr. Williamson, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Dr. Donald Williamson is Alabama's state health officer.